marriage, hauntings, murder. We've got it all. A husband and wife talking about all things real, scary, and truthful. Welcome to our podcast. Hey guys, what's going on? I posted this in our Facebook group today, and I realized that a lot of people who follow this story didn't know this information, so I thought I would come on here, do a quick little update, and get everybody on the same page. So, if you are like me, or anybody in the world that listened to the podcast Serial, you have heard about the case against Adnan Syed, who they convicted of killing Heyman Lee in 1999. So I think this year he would be in prison for 22 years. I could be wrong. I know it's around then. But there was just an article released in March of 2022. And basically it said that the Baltimore judge ordered new DNA testing in murder case for Adnan Syed against his blood and his fingerprints and everything like that. So basically they are going to test clothes, shoes, other pieces of evidence. They will be sent off to a lab in California for a new DNA analysis. And like I said, this was in March. And the prosecutors asked the court to consider new conviction DNA testing. They said that the results could help him and his longstanding claims of innocence because he has remained innocent since 1999. He says he didn't do it. He stands firm. He's very, like, calm about it. It's very interesting to watch. If you also want to watch it, there's a thing on HBO Max called The Case Against Adnan Syed. It's like a 4-episode thing. You should really watch it. Anyway, they said that they had 15 days to send the handful of items to the Forensic Analytical Crime Lab in Hayward, California. So I'm assuming they did it because I haven't seen anything saying that they wouldn't. This was on March 14th, so they basically had pretty much almost until the end of the month to do so. I would assume April was still testing. That's why we haven't heard anything. They said that the testing must be conducted in a manner that generally accepted in scientific community for forensic criminal identification. The results will run through the FBI Criminal Justice DNA database, also known as CODIS for Combined DNA Index System. This, like I said, it's been more than 2 decades for him, and he just wants to get his name cleared, get free, and find the person who actually did this to Heyman Lee. So I will be interested to see how this goes. They are using something called touch DNA analysis, as well as examinations to determine whether a DNA profile can be identified to test for the profiles of people born as men. And touch DNA basically is a forensic footprint, skin cells, or bodily fluid someone leaves behind when they touch something. So that's why it's called touch DNA. So I will be, like I said, interested to see when the DNA analysis is going to come back. Hopefully we will get answers then. But yeah, like I said, a lot of people didn't know that this was happening. So I thought I would just make like a quick little episode saying, hey, this is going on if you're interested. So yeah, that's all I got. And hopefully we'll have an update soon. Bye.